According to Warren Moses, the lockdown imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic was an eye-opener to the numerous opportunities in farming as a business. Warren is the chairperson of RCC Egiling Farmers Group with 30 other active farmers. I paid him a visit at their farm, which has been in existence for one decade now. He says generally productivity increased at every level and is happy about what he calls suffering with the big produce. This group needs to sell their produce out of their locality since it is enormous for the surrounding population.
The need is directly from those ones from the town, and they will not feel like to come. So because this population here is not enough to consume all that we produce.
Warren's enormous produce on the farm could only be consumed entirely if agricultural NGOs as well as government help them get a good deal for all the surplus. Realizing such support is needed, especially at the time such as this, where food is in abundance, Palm Corps is established to do just that. The fundamental goal is to link farmers such as Moses to potential markets or traders who are interested in his produce. I spoke on phone to the Agriculture Development Manager of the NGO, Echima Titus.
We do profiling of vendors, what they produce and what they expect to get, the capacity of the trader, what they operate in what quantities it is being purchased of the produce, in what quantity, and then also give it to the business. For how long are they operating in such a business? We now get these two parties into.
For now, the only worry for farmers such as Warren is not COVID-19 pandemic, but natural calamities. The most threatening at the moment being a series of invasions of locusts in the region, even beyond. Warren, just like many other new individuals practicing farming whenever and wherever, can only find their solace in their local governments. Mama Wee Godfrey Ambayo, the Adjumani District Local Government Agriculture Ministry, says the government is prepared to safeguard the future agri-produce and that there is no cause of alarm, he boasts.
Our farmers are both scared.
Yes.
Because when they see the invasion of TV and news on other parts of the country, it is really worrying. We are scared, and that's why we are even alert to see very closely that an event that it steps here, we alert government early and measures are taken. Although as the district, we also have our system here. One is for monitoring to see that it does, when it enters, alert is given, and two, we also have some equipment. When it comes, we attack.
It is imperative to know that 70% of livelihoods of Ugandans is derived from agriculture. But with the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic recently, it is believed that more and more people use the period of the countrywide partial lockdown to engage in agriculture. With such increasing number of people, most of whom are thought to have lost their jobs due to the effects of this disease, the district is getting ready to handling increasing produce. DPO Agnes, the district commercial officer who plays a key role in shaping the market in and outside of the district, is starting to feel the heat.
The only thing that where we are not getting very well is the issue of price. But our people want extremely higher price. What they don't know is that in a business, you're supposed to have a farm gate. Then the middleman is supposed to have something, then the factory person is also supposed to have something. But then for them, they want to jump up to that extra thing. They look at how much a person is going to get out of this thing. So then at the end of the day, even negotiating on their behalf becomes very difficult, even if you are doing it in the most honest way.
The farmers always complain about what they call low prices of their agricultural produces. They constantly have been in head-to-head about the pricing with the government. It's not clear if the government will be able to deal with a persistent problem now.